Let's see what's happening around the state. MarylandIsOpen.com, ready to go. I'm your host, Meredith Marks. With me right now is Liz Fitzsimmons, Managing Director for the Department of Commerce Office of Tourism and Film. Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm great, because you know what? It's always a great day here in the state of Maryland.
It is. I agree with you. Born and raised, gotta love our great state of Maryland. There's so much to see, so much to do. And I've learned during this pandemic, talking to different people, that people have been able to venture out on different trails and take drives to places in the state maybe that they would never have visited before. So maybe we should start there. Let's talk about some of the places that are great to visit in the state of Maryland that maybe people don't always know about.
Well, and really, having the opportunity to be able to tell people how they can get out on the open road, Maryland has 18 scenic byways. These are roads and routes that are recognized for their intrinsic natural beauty and for their history and culture that you can find on these roads. From Baltimore, there's, you know, a short jaunt of a historic Charles Street. There's the historic National Road, which starts in Baltimore and goes out through Cumberland. And that was the first federally funded highway in the United States. But maybe better than that, it's the road that built the nation, and we always say it makes for a great vacation. And then on the Eastern Shore, there's the Great Chesapeake Bay Loop. There's also the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad Byway. So there's all of these great places to go and all of these fabulous towns that are just brimming with shops and shop owners who are ready to welcome you, because, you know, the heart of Maryland are these main streets, these small businesses that have these unique, great products that really do need our business right now. And they're looking forward to serving you, as are all of our restaurants. And if I could be so bold, is the hotels across the state are ready to open and are open to serving you safely and comfortably. And it may be that time to go check out that hotel that you've driven by or you've been at to a wedding. And you're always like, I wonder what it would be like to stay here. Set yourself up for that, you know, open for overnights, and really just enjoy those types of experiences that are so great and so close by.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you really great ideas for people that were kind of feeling like they were stuck home and that they couldn't get out. Getting in the car, very safe, being able to drive and explore those open roads. And then as they're driving, looking at some of these shops that at the time were closed, but now getting that feeling like, hey, I passed some of these shops. I wanted to go in and check them out. And then being able to go back and experience it, trying out a hotel, trying out some of the great businesses that are now open in different areas and just exploring, which is just so cool. People don't always think, let's explore our own state. They always think a vacation means getting out of this state, when in fact, great vacations are right here within Maryland. So this is this great new open road campaign that you have that encourages folks to travel the state along the 18 scenic byways. And then you have visitmaryland.org, which is a great resource. It's the newly launched, redesigned, all new visitmaryland.org website. And it gives you so many different views as to like ways to get away, where to eat and drink, unique experiences. Talk a little bit about the updated website.
Very excited about the updated website. We took a lot of consumer research that we had done last fall and into the spring, looking at what people really wanted to find in a travel website and what they thought of Maryland. And one thing that really came through was our water and our seafood. So we focus very heavily on that. But what really came out through a lot of the research was people are looking for ways to connect with each other. And this was even pre-pandemic, looking for ways to connect with each other, to recharge, to be able to go out and, you know, find that passion, find that vista, find that trail, whether it's the CNO Canal or hiking up to Cunningham Falls or going out to Western Maryland and biking on the CNO Canal and going up the Great Allegheny Passage, and really just finding those opportunities. So we wanted to bring those as much to life as we could inside of the website. So pretty spectacular photography, a lot of good content and a lot of ways to link content to other things, because, you know, I know when I'm on someone's website, I'm very much like, hey, oh, look. And then all of a sudden you're on, you know, the website that you were just going to check something for a minute. Next thing you know, 20 minutes later, you've got a whole list of things that you want to explore a little bit further. And it's a great trip planning tool. So we encourage everyone to go use it. Google anything, and you should be able to find it on our site. Anything that you thought that you could find in Maryland, you will find in Maryland. And perhaps my most favorite part of the site, if you will, is the only in Maryland. Because there are those things that, you know, many states share, you know, beautiful vistas. You know, we happen to live in the Mid-Atlantic, which is just spectacular scenery. But, you know, we do have the C&O Canal. We are home to Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass. We do have, at the BMA, the largest collection of Matisse's in the world, which is always a great thing to put forth. The American Visionary Arts Museum, the National Museum of Civil War Medicine. There are all these things that you can only find here in Maryland. And, you know, then, of course, even though the Chesapeake Bay does run down through Virginia, we have, I'm happy to say, we have the better part of the bay, if you will, because we do have those great towns, you know, that hug the bay and nestle on the bay, from Baltimore and Annapolis to St. Michael's to Northeast. It really is just those only in Maryland experiences, you know, seeing a skipjack out of the Chesapeake Bay Maritime Museum, you know, sailing in St. Michael's, you're not going to find that anywhere else.
That's true. And I love this website so much that I actually start it as a favorite on my computer, because it's very easy for people, especially on weekends, especially now that a lot of people are back to work and kids are back in school or doing virtual. Weekends come around and you go, what? I'm bored. What are we going to do this weekend? You hop on visitmaryland.org and it is just an overabundance of things that you can do. And it's not only about overnight trips, it's day trips. I mean, you want to go kayaking, you want to go pumpkin picking, you want to go shopping, you want to go check out a museum. Everything is right here on there. I mean, I'm on it right now. It's very, very cool. I love that, you know, you can incorporate history with it. And maybe, you're thinking my kids are virtual and I really want to make sure that they're really absorbing some good old-fashioned learning, and I want to do it in person. This is the place to go, visitmaryland.org, because you can check and see where you can take your kids to get extra educational enhancement, right?
Right, and you just took the words right out of my mouth, because the virtual education, you know, our kids are in front of screens all day, and being able to go to some, you know, the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner and Fort McHenry and hear that story of a young nation, you know, that in some ways was, you know, almost a rebellious teenager, you know, we won our independence from the British, and then the British came back and said, no, you're not really that independent. And we said, yeah, we are. And the penning of the national anthem and really taking in those lessons of history. And then, you know, plus we have these amazing museums that tell us about our environment, you know, from the Science Center to the National Aquarium to the Calvert Marine Museum. We have all of these places where you can learn more about the world that surrounds us, you know, on ground and in the water and in space. And then, you know, Goddard Space Center down in Prince George's County, and taking us even further out into the great unknown, the outer space. And these places are all open. Check on ours, and you can find all the information on our website of all the places that I just mentioned. But being able to take your kids, and even yourself as, you know, a grown-up, you know, I always say about my son that I was really kind of, for so many years, he thought I was so smart, and it was because I could read the cards in front of each of the exhibits. And then when he learned how to read, I think he caught on that I was not nearly as smart as he had once thought I was. But as parents, we all need to enjoy that moment of being able to teach our kids a passion or a love or recreational opportunities. you know, you mentioned kayaking. What better way to see, you know, herons and cranes and all these amazing birds that live within our region and within our state.
And fall foliage, because it's fully in bloom now, which is beautiful to get out there and just get some fresh air. Pull the mask down when you're out in the middle of the water and just breathe for a hot second and take in your surroundings. I know that we just concluded a successful September. It is International Underground Railroad Month. What was that like? You know, because I'm sorry, we kind of missed it. I know we're coming up into Maryland Horse Industry Month, but talk about a little bit for the Underground Railroad Month, how that was.
Well, one of the things when we talk about it only in Maryland, we recognize that, and we say this, that we are the most powerful Underground Railroad storytelling destination in the world. And much of that has to do with the most successful escapes and then the icons of the Underground Railroad having ties and being born here, Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman to name two. But we also recognize that the story of the Underground Railroad is wide and vast. You know, there's the travels and travails from the South to be able to make it into the free territories of the North and up into Canada. And we said to ourselves that, you know, we've got a large portion of this story, but the story is really important because it's an important step in understanding our history. So we went to our partners, and, you know, last year we had a couple of states joined us on International Underground Railroad Month. Governor Hogan declared it last year. 10 states joined us this year. And on September 1st, we put exhibits up at the Frederick Douglass Park on the Tuckahoe in Talbot County that tell the story of Frederick Douglass and how Maryland helped shape him to become the amazing man, orator, abolitionist that he became. And those stories have been, you know, throughout the month. And, you know, we were joined by partners. Hagerstown, Washington County has a new civil Underground Railroad guide that they put out. Talbot County, who I just mentioned. And the story of the Underground Railroad is throughout Maryland, you know, over on the Eastern Shore in Caroline County, and then up through Cumberland, through these Network to Freedom sites that are authenticated through a partnership with the National Park Service, that these were important places and people and programs that tell the story of the Underground Railroad. And not only in Maryland, it's a program that is nationwide.
It's amazing. And now we're going into October, Maryland Horse Industry
right.
Month. Talk about that. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. This is actually something we had been talking about with our partners with Department of Ag and the Maryland Horse Breeders Association and Thoroughbred Association. And, you know, Maryland Million is an amazing event started by Jim McKay to highlight Maryland horses. And we have, you know, a large percentage of thoroughbreds per square mile that rivals, if not beats, Kentucky. And that's a great history. And then we had just recently been named up at Fair Hill a 5-star eventing facility. And the Fair Hill races have always been a favorite of mine because all horses run. So you see really, you know, the obstacles that they leap over are amazing. So you see like big old workhorses, you know, running the same track, if you will, that other horses are racing. Fun thing about all of that too is just the community that comes together. So we were working on it, and then all of a sudden, you know, Preakness was postponed. And we'll be running this at in early October. We will be the last jewel of the Triple Crown instead of the second jewel of the Triple Crown. So we wanted to really celebrate that. And perhaps most importantly is how accessible horseback riding is. We have barns all over the state, stables that welcome people to come, get on a horse. They can, you know, have their first experience, or if they're more seasoned riders, they can have that type of experience. But really being able to have that ability to go out on a horse, see a horse at a horse farm, and really get close to these majestic animals that can take you back into the woods and on these trails and really get a little bit closer to nature with an amazing travel companion that happens to have four legs.
That's amazing. Liz Fitzsimmons, Managing Director, the Department of Commerce Office of Tourism and Film. VisitMaryland.org, an incredible, resourceful website that you want to go to. Liz, thank you so much for being on today's show. We appreciate having you.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate the time.
Don't forget to add your listing to MarylandIsOpen.com. We want to provide the public information on what is happening at your business so we can support each other as things change with our state. For MarylandIsOpen.com, I'm Meredith Marks.